Hi, this is Jeff Hankerson, and I'm here today with Emma Jane Hogman, co-author of Front End Drupal by Prentice Hall. And today we're talking about grids, base themes, and the zen of theming. Emma, there's this issue with when you're approaching a theme of starting from writing everything from scratch, being in complete control, or there's kind of another approach using some of the starter themes. And so why wouldn't I want to start from scratch? Why wouldn't I want to be in complete control of the process?
Well, if you really love browser, cross-browser scripting, and you really love figuring out why Internet Explorer 6 and Internet Explorer 8 and Firefox and Opera and all of those things are different, I strongly encourage you to start from scratch. But if that kind of stuff completely drives you mental, then using some of the work that's been developed is absolutely the way to go. And it's kind of like Drupal itself, in that why would you build something from scratch when you can get all of this awesome stuff for free that you can build on instead of inventing the wheel each time?
So what are some of the resources that are available for themers?
Within sort of the topic that we've got today, the grids, the base themes, and the zen of theming, there are, under each of those categories, there are different things. Grid frameworks have existed certainly for, I don't want to say hundreds of years, but at least decades, if not hundreds of years, in the print world. But it's only within the last few years that we've really seen them come out in terms of cascading style sheets. And Mark Bolton, who is working on the Drupal.org redesign and also doing some usability testing for Drupal itself, he was part of the original design group. There was a group of 11 of them that really started pushing grids for web design. And the goal is to think about how you can take advantage of columns. And especially in cascading style sheets, if you've got all of those columns predefined, you can start adding them together and getting, let's say, your body content is three columns wide and your navigation is a fourth column. So how can you take advantage of some of those design patterns within the scripting itself? Base themes may not have a grid applied to them, but base themes still have a lot of the thinking done in terms of the cross-browser compatibility. Base themes within Drupal also give you a lot of functions predefined. So if it has to do with like editing a block or what would be something else that Zen has. For me, it's the block editing that I love. There's a little widget that comes up and you know you can click to edit your block right there instead of having to write your own function to be able to do that. So it just gives you some shortcuts, some Drupal-specific shortcuts if you're using base themes. In the book, I've got one example, Memory Garden Retreats, that actually uses Zen. And in it I say, and this is true, I went from Photoshop, I was using GIMP, but from that file through to a completed theme within the day. And that speed I absolutely love. Now, Jeff, you said that you're just in the process of switching over to using base themes. Like, you know, this is kind of self-serving of me, but what are you getting out of this? Why do you love it?
Well, I mean, I'm taking Zen for a spin and trying that out, and I've got a project coming up where it's five kind of related websites with five related themes. Mm. And it just seemed to make a lot of sense. And so I started diving into Zen, and one of the things I really loved about it was, I mean, you basically just go through the documentation and some comments, and in your CSS files and in the actual theme itself, it says, how wide do you want your left column to be? And you put in 230 pixels. You know, how long do you want your right column to be? 250 pixels. How long do you want your center column to be? I want it to be 620 pixels, or whatever the right values are. And it just works. And it's like, wow, that's a lot of work that I didn't have to do.
Yeah. Yay for lazy.
So there's something to be said for that. And, you know, and I've come from a background where I spent a lot of time, even in the last year and a half, just really working on CSS and getting to a good, functional, competent level in CSS. And my thoughts were, man, I'm just going to really, I don't need base names. I know how to do this. But even if you know how, it doesn't mean that you necessarily want to take the time if that work's already been done for you. So I started out down the path of building my own kind of base theme and thought, wow, you know, someone's done this already. Why reinvent the wheel? So that's one of the big benefits of using something like the Zen Starter Kit.
And some themers definitely take the starter kits and then start adding their own additional functionality in. Morton's one that I'm not sure if he started with Zen, but he essentially has his own base theme now that he uses for everything. And it's got all the little shortcuts that he's developed over the years of working with Drupal that he knows he wants to be able to deploy certain functionality. And it sounds like you may end up going that route as well, where you go back and take a look at, you know, if this base theme only had that one extra little function, it would be everything I needed. And that's kind of the cool thing about the base themes in general, is that inheritance, and you can pick out the stuff that you want to use.
Yeah, absolutely. And it does save you time, as you were saying, and that's, and if that isn't enough motivation, I don't know what is.
Developing those shortcuts, that's kind of, it's what I hope readers are going to get out of front-end Drupal as well. It doesn't necessarily have a lot of copy and paste, this is exactly how to do things, but it helps to get you started about thinking, what are the shortcuts that I need for my users? Like, we've got a whole chapter on administrative themes that takes a look at, you know, how can you actually make things easier for people? And, you know, we've talked in these podcasts, we've talked a lot about theming from sort of that programmer, not programmer, but from the themer point of view. But as a themer, you can also help your users. And the idea of usability and accessibility is something that is in the book, and I'm hoping that themers will get out of it to see how much control they can get, not just over the shortcuts for them, but also developing those shortcuts for users. And it was really interesting to put together the book and to think about how much control the themer has in making a better user experience. And hopefully themers, after reading the book, will feel a little bit more empowered to make Drupal a more pleasant experience for their users.
Well, thank you, Emma. And I think that's going to wrap up this final edition of the Front End Drupal podcast. We've been talking to Emma Jane Hoglan, co-author of the book, Front End Drupal by Prentice Hall. Thank you, Emma.
Thanks, Jeff.
And this is Jeff Hankerson signing off. Thanks for joining us.